we decided to term the morning and the evening sessions as the morning sacrifice and the evening sacrifice. I felt impressed of the Lord that we do that. How Israel honored the Lord with those sacrifices, not just during a special gathering, but every day and every week and every month of the year. And that there would always be a sweet savor of the sacrifice going up to the Father concerning his Son. And along with that, our theme is, I'm sure you can see it up there, gathering up the ashes. Thank you, Amy Hunter, for that beautiful sign and all the work that you did to prepare with Debbie. In fact, Deb, come on up here real quick. To prepare with the conference and the decorations, and there are a lot of different things that maybe we'll get a virtual tour. That was actually one of the things that I wanted to do, because some of you have not kind of like to see, you know, we've got bare bones decorations here, but we've got decorations that we felt like were important and that would glorify him. And some of you really enjoy being here and all that. So we'll arrange that, and maybe I'll get my wife to do that if she's not too busy, which she has been very busy. And so the ashes referring to the ashes of the red heifer in Numbers 19. And there's a process. There's a process that is described there. And that process will bring us in to the Lord. But what we want to do is we want to start right now before Emmy comes to lead worship. And we want to start and get our place in a place where we can wash in those waters, where we can wash in the waters that have the ashes of the red heifer in it, and where we can be clean, where our minds can be less clouded or concerned about this or that, and we all can come together. You know, I think about that gathering that took place on Pentecost or before that, when they all came together in one mind, one heart, one place, and one accord. And that one accord is not that we all agree generally, like on what we agreed on yesterday spiritually in relationship to Christ crucified or whatever, but rather we agree on what the Lord wants to do in cleansing out, starting that way, and cleansing out and moving by his Spirit in that way. And I think before we have Emmy come and share, and when I say come virtually, and minister in worship, that we could start with a word from the Lord, that we could start with that word. And I'm going to ask you, when you hear it, to begin to bow your hearts to him, to maybe separate from me or those of us that are up here trying to say something or do something. And through the wings of that the Holy Spirit will bring through these people, our hearts will separate more and more and more. And the waters of separation that include the ashes will cleanse our minds so that we can grasp the fullness of what he has for us. So, Kelly, would you come on and deliver that word, please?
This is a word from the Lord to all of us. From the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit holds the lock to each box within a person's heart. The Lord said that box is like the box Mary of Bethany had deep inside of her, a box full of preciousness that was meant to be poured over Jesus. Places within Mary of Bethany places within each person that could be so deeply, deeply touched. Places that were filled with love for Jesus, but get sometimes locked up and hidden away and buried under all kinds of other things. But the Holy Spirit has the key to everybody's box. And he's here right now to unlock the box in everyone's heart so it can open and it can break and it can pour over Jesus. And it can pour over Jesus just like Mary of Bethany did. So Lord, right now, we say we're here for you. We're not here to receive the ministry of worship. We're here to pour over you the oil and the wine, just like Mary did. Help us in this first session and in every session to open that box and break over you, Jesus. To break over you, Jesus, so you might be ministered to in the ways that you need. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we have some more sharing now from different individuals. We have, I'm going to let Kelly come first again with another word, but then we have several different people that are going to share, some of them from within this room, some of them as far away as Ireland, to refresh us and refresh our memory of why we're here and of what the Lord wants to do. And then we will have, Lord willing, and depending on how our hearts receive all these things, we'll have a time of washing and prayer and praying over you and praying over one another, not just to take the focus off of Jesus, but to help get all of our focus more on the Lord and more of a cleansed mind and a cleansed heart to be brought in. So let me just start with Kelly, if you'll come.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Emmy. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Have you ever come to a worship service where you really, really wanted to be with the Lord, but your sins and your guilt and all kinds of uncleanness, the beasts that were rising against your husband or your wife or your kids or your boss, the thoughts that just kept rolling, dirty, carnal, enemy of God thoughts, and all these things, these defiling things, these leper things, these unclean things that just, you know, you're aware of them deep inside. And you can feel like a hypocrite. You say, I can't come to you, Jesus, in this condition. I can't. I know we've all felt that way. You come to a Sunday morning worship service, and all that might just rise up so strong that it's like, Lord, how can I be with you? I am so aware of me, and I don't want to be aware of me. I want to pour over you, Jesus. I want to reach your heart, Jesus. I want to go right into the Holy of Holies, and I want to see your face like was just sung. And I want to love you and be absorbed into you and just minister to you. Well, the Lord's made a way. Our hearts are here for him. We've come to minister to Jesus. But the Lord knows, our husband knows, God Almighty who gave his son knows that we need the ashes and the blood and the water of separation and everything that Jesus did so we could be clean, so he could wash us. He wants to minister to us so that we can be free to forget about ourselves and minister to him without any distraction of sin and guilt and shame and all those things. And this time, this morning, it's our time to go to the ash heap, to run to the ash heap, to not hold back. The Lord's saying, come to that ash heap. Come, I have given myself unto ashes so that you could be cleansed, so that you could be clean by me, my blood, my water, every aspect of his selfless giving on the cross, atoning and cleansing us. And that's what this morning is about. We're not wanting to talk about it. No, we're wanting to do it. We're wanting to do business and wash and forget about ourselves, clear it away, be separated from the filth of our flesh through the blood of Jesus and all the elements of his death for one reason. So we, without any looking at ourselves or one another, can pour over him without distraction. And we all need this time of ministry for Jesus' sake, where we deal with our stuff at the ash heap. And that's what folks will be sharing on. That's what we'll be praying at the end. So open your heart to the crucified Lamb who gave himself for you and wants to wash you like it speaks of in Ephesians 5 and make you clean, his flesh, his bones, fill you up with a new spirit, give you a mind that just thinks on him. Let's believe for that, not just for ourselves as we continue now, but for one another, for one another. And if you can't get past it, just start praying for someone in tongues till we all enter in and can pour over Jesus together for his sake, for his sake. We're coming to that ash heap today, not just for our needs to be clean, but for his sake, so we can just be with him without all that junk. Amen. Faf. So we're going to have Faf start us off. She's going to be helping us get to that ash heap. And then we're going to have Deb helping us get to that ash heap. And we're going to come unto Jesus outside the camp together to apply the ashes and water today. Amen. Faf, go ahead. We're ready to hear from the Lord in you.
Amen. Hello, family. So when I heard of the lamb eating the lamb, it was like a second chance for me to be with my family, to be with you. And I just climbed up. He just brought me up into his lap onto the Father's table, and you were all there. And I was in my grime and my own poop or whatever. And he just brought me up onto the table, and it's like a second chance. I could be with you and my family eating the lamb. And it was free. The lamb, it was free to be with the lamb. And I saw that every moment I could be free. And it was my responsibility with the rest of you to eat that lamb. Not in a have to, but it was just, I wanted, because you were family, I wanted to do that for you. And I was just ate the lamb every moment. And I just saw the beginning moving in to our homes. He is hungry. The Father is hungry for his Son. And he wants us to open our mouths and take him in, not just to hear him, not through our ears, but open our mouths and what's in him that I think it's El Shaddai, but him, the beginning to pour into us and into our homes. And he has moved into our homes. That's why we're not gathering at the physical building, but he's the Elohim is moving into our homes, the beginning, and he has moved in, and he wants to bring, he wants us to eat his lamb, his nature, and fill up on his Son so we can feed him the lamb. And it's a family thing. The Father brought the lamb in ecstasy, he brought the lamb, but he brings the lamb to us, the one he wants chosen. And he presents it to the whole family, and it's for all, each of your family members. I can see the beginning in looking through your windows and pushing in and bringing that table into you. And he wants all the family members, from the youngest, all the children and the adults and the husbands and the dads and the moms and the women and the men, all of you, married or unmarried, just all of us eating that lamb together. And we're free. He showed me that we're free to eat, and it's because it's his purpose, then it's okay to drop everything. It's okay to drop the crippled thoughts. It's okay, you know, like, even if I was beside the dishwasher and I was like thinking if I have to do this dishwasher again, or if I was grumpy against somebody, I can just drop it. I don't have to process it. I just eat the lamb. I don't have to fix it. If I was mean to somebody in the family, or I could just drop it. I'm free from all my issues. The lamb is big enough for the house, and he's big enough for your house right now. And he wants us. The beginning is just feeding right now, just like he says in from Lamentations, right into Ezekiel. Now the heavens are open. Now the beginning is in your house, pouring in through your windows, bringing those ashes and pouring them over you. And we just eat the lamb. We say no to everything. We allow that Jesus in us to be pouring Jesus in us to stand up, and he will flow like living waters in us, and he will wash us clean. But it's to eat the lamb. And even it's like, I don't want to go beyond the Lord, but I just feel him. It's a family thing, and he's so hungry, and the Father's come into his homes, your homes, each one of us. And he's saying, even if there's like only a month left, the journey begins by eating the lamb. And it's not and at the end of the month, it doesn't matter if it's in a few weeks, because the journey begins by eating the lamb, and he's giving us all another chance, and he's eating the lamb, and we're to gather the ashes. Just like how Kelly said, but it was the Lord in her, and it's that time. And he's right here, and it's a whole different direction. It's not just a sharing, it's a reality. That's why he's not brought you to Texas, where he's at your home, saying, we're going, this is a different direction, but it's a beginning. And that beginning resets everything. When we eat it, it's like him who from the beginning, the Elohim, the three of them saying, let us make them into our image. It's that three that's come into your house, and it's that three that says, let's make, and he's reaching out through the lamb. And when we eat the lamb, we're in that beginning, and everything gets reset. Not like a clean page or something. It's just reset in the beginning. And it's like that beginning is full of ash. It's full of ash. And it's like we're all around the Father's table now, and we're eating the lamb. And even if there's leavened bread or whatever, just the lamb is there, and eat it, and just sit in the Father's lap, and he's serving it, and we're serving to each other. And that's the way we're meant to be right now. And he's in your house, and he's going to stay in your house. The three of them, if you allow them, has moved in. And he wants that beginning to be in each of you. And there's no way forward, if you know what I mean, because it's just him. If you know what I mean, it's him. It's a whole, it's something new. And we're finding together, and all those ash particles like in the universe are just coming into us. I think I'll just leave it there, but that's where we are. And I just want to be with you in that. And I don't want you left. You're my family. And I don't want to eat any more lamb if you're not going to come with me. And that's not to minister to you, but I just want, he's hungry for the lamb, and he wants that. And he doesn't want to be without us either. More so. In Jesus' name, amen. Elohim.
How precious is the Lord's heart. How precious is the Holy Spirit to just take us on his wings to Jesus. And I'm just right there with you all, and one that's in need and lack and desire for him to really have the wife of the Lamb. I just really believe for him to be able to have his wife, the wife of the Lamb, from bride to wife of the Lamb. I am one with you in a way that standing with him, his heart, to be able to have the wife of the Lamb, his long, long time desire. And before we start, I just am so grateful for Kelly and all the team to help with all this technology, you know, that keeps us, that stream of Jesus going. And there's just a special thank you to Faf and to Lindsay for bringing Francine and Bia and Miriam, the Belgian sisters, to be able to come with this new technology, and Martha in Arizona. It's so precious, their spirit working with them, so they could also have the time to be able to be gathered in. And I, as like you, myself, we just realized that during this weekend, there's going to be so many special elements that are going to come forth. I'm not one to say that, but just as one also receiving. And we've been crying out for more of the Lord in just certain ways. And those elements are going to just come together, more of his heart, more of him. And I just want to just keep believing for his sake that he will have that wife of the Lamb. And in that, we can just push each other up. Come on, let's go for the Lord. Let's go for this Lamb. Let's go to the ash heap. Let's push each other, help each other get over that place, to move, to go with the Holy Spirit. And it's happened to me from others. It happens to me from the Holy Spirit, and I'm just with you in that same heart and need. I'd like to read from Exodus 19, verses 1 through 10. And the Lord spoke unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, This is the ordinance of the law which the Lord hath commanded. Speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring thee a red heifer without spot, wherein is no blemish, and upon which never came a yoke. And he shall give her unto Eleazar the priest, that he may bring her forth without the camp. One shall slay her before his face. And Eleazar the priest shall take of her blood with his finger and sprinkle of her blood directly before the tabernacle of the congregation 7 times. And one shall burn the heifer in his sight. Her skin, her flesh, her blood with her dung shall be burned. And the priest shall take cedar wood and hyssop and scarlet and cast it into the midst of the burning of the heifer. Then the priest shall wash his clothes, and he shall bathe his flesh in water. And afterward he shall come unto the camp, and the priest shall be unclean until the even. And he that burneth her shall wash his clothes in water, and bathe his flesh in water, and shall be unclean until the even. And a man that is clean shall gather up those ashes of the heifer, and lay them out without the camp, in a very clean place, and it shall be kept for the congregation of the children of Israel for a water of separation. It is a purification for sin. And he that gathereth these ashes of the heifer shall wash his clothes and shall be unclean until the even. And it shall be unto the children of Israel and unto the stranger that sojourneth among them for a statue forever. The Holy Spirit had, first I just want to say, Randy just asked me to share some of my heart journey during this time of the pandemic. And so I'm not a teacher or a preacher. I'm just another sister here that loves Jesus and wants the Lord, and just admit my deep need and lack of this Lamb in me. And I want him. Someone said, are you afraid to share? And I think myself and all of us, we're not afraid to share, but we're have the fear of God for his heart to be able to really receive what's in his heart. And so that's where we stand. We stand together, all of us together. But anyway, when I was reading these scriptures, and it just, like, Jesus just let his heart just seep out just a little bit. He says, this is my wife. He just let his heart seep out as I read that. This is the wife of Lamb that I'm looking for. And I just, Lord, I'm nothing like this. I've experienced the washing and the taking of the ashes. For when I get all defiled, the good and evil through the years, I've experienced that. But he said, Deb, this is something more. This is something more, something. And as all of you during this pandemic time were sheltering in, and that he just says, this time is from me. Let it be settled in my heart. Let it be settled for him that this time of sheltering because of the pandemic was not called. It was called for many different reasons, but in God's heart, it was for me to find the Lamb more. And, you know, you can go to church. You can go to your job before the pandemic. You can go to your family. You can go visit your friends. And you can have little defiling things that come up. Come up over here, and you go get forgiveness, and then someone does something, it really, you know, gets to you, and you just, oh, well, you know, I'm going to cast that down, and that's not going to get to me, and you could do, you know, all sorts of things. But during the pandemic, I noticed, and I'm sure you did too, that everything's a little bit compressed. It's a little bit compressed, but it's not compressed just because we're staying in the house. It's because the Holy Spirit is taking that path that we need to go unto him outside the camp. He's working that in my heart, and we're one in that. It's him. And I just, let's just give that shout out love to the Holy Spirit for his heart for the Lamb, for the Father, and for the bride, the wife of the Lamb. So precious. But as you probably know, I deeply notice that things get pretty compressed during the time. Well, you're not hardly seeing anyone, Deb. Well, no, I'm not. But, you know, the Holy Spirit has his ways in the Father. And he told me, make no mistake, Deb. There's nobody pushing your buttons but me. I am the master controller of button pushing. You cannot say this person or that person or this person is pushing your button to get that stuff that comes up and it's so ugly. The Lord is in control. He is the master pusher button person. And I say, yes, Lord, I need to keep pushing. Oh, my gosh. But during this time of this compression and seeking the Lord and seeing his heart like yourself, seeing his heart so beautiful in the word, like we've never, and crying out and crying out, I kept finding out that when I would cross this person or that person, which was very limited, or this person, that stuff would just come up more. Whereas before the pandemic, it was just every once in a while that maybe something come up. Oh, and along that line, Randy and I, we're cleaning out this garage. I mean, it's full of stuff probably from 50, 75 years. I don't know. Dark, dirty, ugly things. And that's what the Holy Spirit's been saying right here. Okay, girl, you know, you're 68, so it's time. Okay, you know. So anyway, he's going in, and he's going, I need to wash after going in there, you know. 68. So anyway, I found that during this compression time that things would happen in a much more rapid progression. You see the Lord, junk rises, negative stuff comes up, judgment comes up, anger, pride, all the flesh comes up, offense. Man, I couldn't wreck myself dead fast enough. I couldn't hew they ag fast enough. I couldn't cast down those imaginations fast enough. Here it come, and I couldn't stop it. And I was going, God, what's going on? What's going on? And I just cried out, Lord, I want you. And I realized I'm running over the very Lamb inside of me. And I didn't, you know, you don't know certain things, but you know it, you know. But when he brings it home to you, and these things, offenses and things would come up, and I'd go, well, you know, that person's really supposed to have Jesus. That person's supposed to have Jesus. You know, what's going on with them? But why am I, you know, like, and, you know, I have a lamb mask. I need to just put that on right now. I'll grab that in a minute. But anyway, these things, they come up and you get so defiled by the knowledge of the good and evil of what you think and what all of this. And I just said, Lord, what's going on? And he just said, Deb, your very prayer request that you're crying out for me and for more of the lamb, you're resisting me. The very prayer request that I have for more of the lamb, when the circumstances come, I am resisting him. I said, Lord, how am I resisting you? I want you. What's wrong with me, Lord? What, the Holy Spirit's trying to help me be more sensitive to the lamb. What's going on? He goes, Deb, there's just no lamb there. If those things are coming up, you're judging this person. You're getting defiled. You're rising up. You know, maybe in the past it could just kind of every once in a while come up. But this compression time for me is to show my need. He said, Deb, that means there's no lamb there. I just, Lord, I want you. I want you. And he goes, well, you can't blame people who push your buttons. That's not them pushing your buttons. You cannot blame anyone. I have to take responsibility if I want the lamb. No matter what's going on, if there's a sweet person in front of me, a really Jesus person in front of me, or a beast in front of me, no blame to them. The blame is right here for no lamb coming up. And I lack this. I lack the lamb. Please pray for me. We just pray for each other. So I just believe that through the red heifer, he's going to get this wife of the lamb. And like I said earlier, I'd been defiled many other times and I knew to go. But this time he said, Deb, just come unto me. He just spoke that to my heart. And I go, oh my gosh, you're outside the camp. You're outside the camp. And he goes, this time and from now on, this beginning that what Faf was talking about, you're not going to just get cleansed. You're not going to just get an atonement, get a cleansing of my mind, feeling good from a word of God from someone sharing the word, or for this moment, this event, getting cleansed. That's just an atonement. He goes, you got to, if you want me to have the wife of the lamb, you partake of those ashes. You partake of that water separation. You take that in. And I go, Lord, that's such a strange thing. You were she was a heifer and now she's in ashes. I don't know how to do that. He says, come unto me. The Holy Spirit is the one that makes this bridge in our hearts, that gathers us to want to be with him. And we want to stand for him to be able to have the wife of the lamb. And was thinking about the scriptures right after in Exodus there, that what I read. And Exodus 20, the very next story. It's about the murmurers. Moses' sister died. She was one that had murmured against elders, her big brother, her family, the situation. And she died. That murmurer died. And what happened with the rest of the congregation right then? They were, you're not giving us what we want during this time. We don't have water. We're thirsty. We want some water. You know, they're murmuring. You've brought us through to this pandemic and staying in my house and into this wilderness, you know, and we just need some water, a little relief. Oh my gosh, I was just going, Jesus. Oh my Lord. It was the wrong water. They were wanting the wrong water, not the water of separation, where he gets the wife of the lamb. Geraldine texted me early this morning, and I've seen some of the same scriptures probably as you too. All through those Numbers 19. It's Numbers 19 and Numbers 20, just for your reference. It's the priest took her. She was killed. These things happened unto her, because that is to be us. Wife of Lamb. and just pray for his sake, just believe for him that there's going to be elements coming in our hearts by the Holy Spirit are being gathered unto him, to come unto him, and that he will be able to have life of the Lamb, just what his longing has always been. And in closing, one more scripture. It's in Ephesians chapter 5. Kelly had mentioned it also. And let me see if I put it down. Jotted it. Ephesians, I wrote the wrong reference, but I believe it's, it's Ephesians 1:27. Let me just find it to make sure. So I know all of you are looking in the Word. Sorry, this is a big Bible. Oh. There it is. It's actually Ephesians 5, verse 27. I'm just going to read just a small portion of it. And it is, that he might present it to himself, not having spot and without blemish. Wow. That he might present it to himself, not having spot and without blemish. That's not me, but that's the wife of the Lamb. That's the wife of the Lamb. Amen. So, Randy.
Man, I'm just so blessed. And this is just the beginning, but we're going to hear from so many different people this time around. We have so many avenues that we're using with technology and ways of to give voice. To more who have been soaking and washing already in that spirit and who are delivering that, will deliver that to us and minister to us. So just want to read some of those scriptures about the red heifer, and then we'll begin to pray. And so let's do that. This is Numbers 19, beginning with verse 8. And he that burneth the red heifer shall wash his clothes in water and bathe his flesh in water and shall be unclean until the evening. And a man that is clean shall gather up the ashes of the heifer and lay them up outside the camp in a clean place. And it shall be kept for the congregation of the children of Israel. For a water of separation, it is a purification for sin. And so you have this red heifer that is basically slaughtered outside the camp, and it is just burned up, and it's just reduced to ashes. It's just ground up and put down and reduced down by the flame to ashes. And then it is added with water and the ashes are put in that water so that they can wash and be clean. And this particular offering is an offering that happened long before the need arose in individuals within the congregation, long before that ever took place. And so when this uncleanness would come upon them, they could go out to an offering that had already been offered, but they would have to wash into it, let it wash them, really. Let it wash them, let that reduction down to just ashes of that which was given be added with the water to be able to wash. And so we want to do that. So let's just close our eyes and let's just pray.